Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lose the weight for good.
Steve Somers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM,
The Fan,
and Sports Radio 66. W-F-A-N.
What a shame, as Peter informs me, Peter Hoffman on the other side of the glass, and Peter is really into MMA, does a podcast. Peter, before I mention about, well, let me mention first, I'm getting ahead of myself, Jay Bruce. He went 0 for 5 tonight. He's sitting 152 on the season. And but he had a big three-run home run in one of those games. But I think that's the only hit he's had so far in this very young season. Peter, real quick, give yourself with the podcast and the MMA that you're involved in. And as much as Paulie knows from the wrestling, and Peter knows from wrestling too, but he also is really into the MMA. Tell us about your podcast.
Thanks, Steve. It's called Outside the Cage. I co-host it with Isaac Feldman. We do weekly podcasts. We just did an interview, actually, with Max Holloway, who's the featherweight champ, going to go for the lightweight champ interim belt next week, April 13th, for UFC 236 versus Dustin Poirier. But just, you know, it's every week we get different guests. We've interviewed boxers, WWE stars, UFC stars, you name it, we interview them. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's popular. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. By the way, have you seen, are there any new Hostel movies coming out?
No, not Hostel, but I did see there's Pet Sematary. The remake is coming out.
Yes. No,
Stephen King, one of the greats.
That's right. And this is like Pet Sematary, and these are like zombie cats. Right?
Zombie cats, yes.
Correct,
They come back from the dead.
They get hit by a truck, and then they come back.
What do you mean they get hit by a truck?
They get hit by the truck. Then isn't that?
No, the kid gets hit by the truck.
No, they come out of a grave.
Well, they bury them in the grave. They bury them in the pet cemetery. But there's, you know,
right.
There's some secrets in this pet cemetery that they didn't know about. That they come back from the dead.
And Paul Arzuman, who does so much with the production, he loves cats. He can't. I asked him if he was going to go and see it. No, he's not.
No chance. Did you see the trailer for the new Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix?
No.
Oh, it looks wonderful. Looks really good. On the subject of movies trailers, since, you know, no sports tonight. The Joaquin Phoenix, it looks really good.
Yeah, all right, good. I mean, giving us some... And Peter knows from Hostel, he knows from Shark Week. What is
The Meg. Did you see The Meg yet, by the way? That's the latest shark movie to come out.
No.
It came out last year, but it's on like HBO now, so it's fantastic. You have to see it, Steve.
What is your favorite, and you're into it. What is your favorite horror movie of all time?
Oh, my God. Oh, it's such a tough one. I mean, I'm a big Nightmare on Elm Street fan, but, man.
It's an easy call.
The Descent. The Descent is by far one of the best movies ever. It's about five women going spelunking, cave diving. And the first half of the movie is just outrageous. They get stuck in these, like, weird cave, the cave starts to break, and they get stuck in these little tunnels. And then the second half is about these demon beings that come and try to attack them and kill them.
Now, the best horror movie of all time is The Shining.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
It's The Shining, and that's it. And
he goes predictable.
Here's Johnny.
It's predictable, but it's fine because it's perfect. That's why they're never going to remake it. Like, it's just there. You don't have to touch it. Everybody understands and relates to it. Wonderful.
Steve, another one for you. Sorority Row.
I've seen it. I've seen it. I have seen the Hostel movies, and I have seen I've seen The Shining, obviously.
Of course,
that's a classic.
Oh, the one best.
And I've seen most of the Saw movies,
That's fun.
Yeah, and I've even seen with the Shark Week, but that's not as violent as some of the...
No, that's real. Fun.
That's real.
Peter on the other side of the glass just loves movies where limbs are being cut off.
Yeah, no, listen, and did you see Santa Jaws over the winter break?
Which one?
Santa Jaws.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, a shark swimming around with a big Santa Claus hat. Yeah. Of course. That makes sense.
Yeah. Do you think it would be fun to make these kinds of movies?
I think so. We should start doing that. We should start trying to plot, you know, before your show, do a little little trailer of something. Listen, we have Tom Izzo, who's still here today, right now. He could come up with something.
We can do like the Blair Witch Project. Remember the Blair Witch Project with the camera? And nobody knew after they saw it in the theater if it was real or not.
Right.
Like that was a big thing. There was a lot of people that thought that actually happened.
And it didn't.
No, it did.
No,
it was the first ever, what was it? Movie where the people that had the handheld cameras, like they actually did.
Yeah,
that threw people off. They thought it was real because it had that kind of real feel to it.
I've seen it on cable, the cinema verite, right? Isn't that the expression?
I'm sure. It was just
maybe, like film noir, that type of stuff.
Right.
You know, old Hollywood.
It looked visually awful, is basically what it came down to.
Yes. I've seen a little bit of it on cable. And I think at the very end, you actually see some people.
You see something. And then just as you're about to see, it's about to happen. Like, you're about to see this payoff.
Right.
It just turns to blank. So.
That's right.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, when the three of us talk about movies, it's not like Gone with the Wind. It isn't like Three Faces of Eve. It's not like with Charlie Chaplin and Gold Rush, which was one of my father's favorite films, with the organ music in the theater. All right.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.